went and shalfinu. He threw down these mechitzes that Rav Huna made up. Such Rashi, he does not from this takana. Like we're saying, since metchilu the walls were made shloya manat lodur, it doesn't help you the fact you make a house, a room inside it now. So he threw down these walls that Rav Huna made. Ozer Rav Papa v'Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua, Rav Papa and Rav Huna the son of Yeshua went naktinu mibasrayim. They went and took away these reeds altogether. In other words, also like Rova, not only is it thrown down, but they took them away. Today Rav Huna should not come and build them up again, put them back again. Whereas they both hold the same shita, that these mechitzes that you made inside the big harf, if you made a room to live there, mean nothing. That since the walls metchila were made shloya manat lodur, it doesn't help you the fact now it becomes oimid lodur. So they took away the reeds altogether from this place that it cannot be used again. So the Gemara lamachar eisvei Ravina l'Rova. Tomorrow Ravina asked the kasha to Rova. So Rashi is going to see it. Rashi says eisvei means l'siyua. He really means to bring a riot to Rova, to shaper of it, that he did good, at least according to this pshat in Rashi. I don't know if we'll see, but the Maaseh Rashi at the end of the sugi has another pshat in the Gemara, and according to that pshat, the Lashon is better, that Mamish Ravina is asking the kasha on Rova, that this is usually the Lashon of eisvei Ravina l'Rova. But according to this first pshat in Rashi, it's not a kasha if I kept it to Raya. So Rashi's gurus, enachnam, he means to bring the siyua. He's coming to bring a Raya to Rova. What was the Raya to Rova? That is a din, ir chadosha, if you have a new city, moed din lo mi yishivosa. When you want to know where is the Tchum Shabbos, where can you walk outside the city, where does the end of the city start, that you have Alpayim Amam, so if it's a new city, you have from the end of the houses. Depending where the people live, the last house in the city, from that house onwards, you count the Tchum Shabbos. For Yishona, let's say you have an old city, then Mechaymosa, then you count from the Chaym of the wall around the city. In other words, we're talking about where you have the city, you have the houses in the middle, and a little bit further out could be a few yards off, or maybe even a mill, like outside the room of the houses, the place of the houses, there's a wall all around the city. So if it's an old city, then you count the Tchum Shabbos starts from the wall around the city, and further. Now, Zot Gemara, Ezeu hi chadosha, v'ezeu hi yishona, what's considered a new city, and what's considered an old city? Like, how come one, we go boss to the place where the last house is, and one we go boss to where the chaim of the wall around the city is. So it says chadosha, a new city, is the pshat shehukfa. That first they put the chaim around, they made a wall around the place. Ulebsayf yoshva, and then later first people came in to live there. So the pshat is b'shas they made the mechitza, nobody was living inside. So these mechitzas are not good mechitzas. So Mela, when you want to know where do you start counting the tchum Shabbos, you start counting from where the last house is. But you can't use this chayma, this wall, because the wall was not hukaf ladira. Ma'ashenkin yishona. What does the yishona mean? Yoshvo. That first the people sat down and lived there. They built the houses. Ulebsoif hukfo. And later they build a wall around the houses. And so that's called a good chayma. That's called the good wall. Because since it's called hukaf ladira, you had already somebody living there. And now around the living quarters you made a chayma. So that's called the good wall. So even though inside it's more than a base of sayim, so what? These are mechitzas hukuf ladira. So I call upon him, you see the yisrael like Rava, that which mechitzas are good is totally how they are made. If b'shas you made the mechitza, people were living inside, it's called hukuf ladira, it's good even though it's more than a base of sayim. But if it was a new city, that means that first you build the chayma, the walls, and nobody was living inside, so the chayma was not meant l'shem dira, even though later you decide to live inside, it doesn't help you. So the Gemara behind Nami, so the same case by us here also. Kohukfa ulibsaif yoshva domi. Since Matrila you had this bustuna, you had this big karfev, there was walls around it. And at the beginning, nobody was living inside it. So it doesn't help you, Rav Huna's Eitza, now to build a mechitza there and make like a room that somebody would sleep there. Because even if they do decide to sleep there, it blies like hukfa, first the mechitza ulibsaif yoshva. And then people live there, which does not help you. That's not called a mechitza. That's matter more than a beis hasayim. Yerashi. V'hainami. His high pardis, this orchard, harei hukaf yomim rabin. The mechitzas were put all around it a long time already. V'hacha shemira. And this now new hut you're putting inside, this new room you're making with the mechitzas. Nasa Akshav, it's only made now. The hekif our pardis, lava daita the hach diru heavy. When they first put the mechitzas around the pardis, it was not meant for this purpose to live inside it. The Dome is Doima Kihukov of Saif Yoshvam. Yoshvam applies like first you made the mechitza around and then you lived inside it, which does not help. Those are not called good mechitzas. To be mounted to the area is more than a base of sayim. Therefore, this is a riot to Rava that he threw down these mechitzas and were not samech on what Rav Huna did. Yeah. So I'm going to go weiter. Now we'll bring more riots to see that Rava was right and Rav Huna was wrong by making these type of mechitzas. Omale Rav Papa l'Rava. I've Omer Rav Asi. So Rav Papa told Rava also a raya to Rava that Rav Asi said, Mechitzas adrachlin lo shema mechitza. Mechitzas of adrachlin are not called mechitzas. Adrachlin, Rashi says, Banoyim shoysin mechitza l'tzel. When people are building a house, they make a little hut just to protect them from the sun. They want to have some shade. When they're building out in the sun, the sun bothers them, so they make a little hut to protect them from the sun. Now, such walls that are only made to protect you from the sun are not called good mechitzas. So what it means to say is, if you have these mechitzas that are going to be wider than a base of sayim, it doesn't help you. Such mechitzas that just protect you from the sun will not be good mechitzas when the inside area is wider than a base of sayim. So mainly here also, since these walls around the bustani, around this tree, was only made for shade, it wasn't made to live there, so those walls can't help you. It doesn't help you more than a base of sayim. Zokimor wasn't more say, Alma, kivan dilitznayusoy avido le lo. The reason why you made this little hut is just to keep the sun out for tznius, lehevi mechitza. That's not called the good mechitza. It's a mele hochinami by us also. The mechitza you put up was just for tznius, just to protect you from the sun. It's not called good mechitzas. Zadrashi, kivon letzniyasi ulamocha sasri lo. Tomorrow you throw down this hut. Lav klumi. Those mechitzas are not called good mechitzas. V'hon nami v'yawa case also letzniyas diyoin v'layla baal mehid yavidom v'lav dirahi. That that you made this little hut inside, that you made the kanim, you made the sticks, the reeds. That was just so somebody should sleep there one day. That's called only litznius. That's not really called ladira. So therefore, these mechitzas that Rav Huna put up inside the park to give it a room to shame you're going to live there, that's not called ladira. That was only called like an adrachlin, a mechitza you're using for a short time, just litznius. A mechitza that's made just litznius, but not merely to live there, those mechitzas don't help if the area is wider than a beis hasayim. So mele Rav Huna's eitza was no good, and Rava was right that he threw down those mechitzas. Another raya is the Yomer Rav Huna bred Rav Yeshua la Rava. Rav Huna told over to Rava. The Yomer Rav Huna that Rav Huna said mechitza ha'asuya lanaches, a mechitza that just made lanaches means to rest inside the mechitza like this hut. Rashi says lanaches shaloi lo dushon. You don't really want to live inside this room. Ela lishtamer ma shenichasham. You just want to leave something there. Something should be watched inside this hut. So again, the mechitza that's made just to watch something inside it are not called good mechitzas. Mele loishma mechitza. These mechitzas are not called mechitzas. So the same thing here also. What Rav Huna did when he had this big park and he had the tree in the middle, so he wanted to make it Omer Ladira. He made mechitzas around here that you could live inside. Those mechitzas weren't called good mechitzas because they're just called lanachas. It wasn't really to live there. He just wanted to leave your food there. And maybe the shayim would sleep there one night. Those are not called good mechitzas. So the kids of Rav Huna's eitzas were no good. So the Gemara arayah for this now. If you have mechitzas that you put up just to protect something, but not really to live inside the mechitzas, those mechitzas are no good. To Rabba Bar Avua, the Maaseh was Rabba Bar Avua. Ma'ariv lo lekulei mechuza. He made an eruv in the whole city of mechuza. Arasaisa means every movui, every like alleyway, made their own eruv. They wanted to be able to carry from the house into the street, into the chutz or into the movui. So every single movui made their own eruv. They made their own shtufi mevois. But they did not make one eruv for the whole city, all around the city. And the shaila was, why not? Why didn't he make an eruv around the whole mechuza? How come Rav Avua was ma'ariv lo lekulei mechuza, arasaisa, each movui by itself? He made their own Erev Chatzeris, but he didn't make one big Erev for the whole city. Why not? The Teretz was Mishum Peira Devei Tura. because there was a pit that they used to store the peiros in the middle, in between each movi to the next movi. Here's a picture in Rashi that you have these movies in between, and the middle there's a big pit there where they used to store their peiros. Mishum de peiri de veitura. There was a big pit that you stored peiros there. Now, and the mechitza they made for these peiros was a mechitza to protect the peiros. That's all. It wasn't really a mechitza to live inside them. They only made mechitza to protect the peiros. So since these mechitzas are only there to protect the peiros, it's not called good mechitzas. So the Mara v'ha peiro, we'll soon see Rashi the Hezbi here. So the Mara though, v'ha peiro, these fruits, these peiros that they had inside these pits, is kemechitza asui l'nachas domi. Even though they had walls around the city, and the walls like should have made that there's a chayim around the whole city, you can make an area for the whole city. The reason why they didn't use these walls, because these walls are only made to protect the peiros. It wasn't made the wall to live inside the dirum. It was only made lenachas to protect the peiros dami. So in Mela, these mechitzas were not called good mechitzas. Therefore, the city did not have mechitzas all around it. Therefore, he couldn't make one big Erev for the whole city, but instead he had to make an Erev for each Mavli by itself. So that's the Raya, that mechitzas that are made just to protect something inside, but not really for the purpose of living inside, are not called good mechitzas. Again, what does it mean it's not called good mechitzas? Providing a vase, there's an area inside that's more than a base of Sayim. If you have a little hut, that's only you need, you're making a Rishus HaYachid here, that's Dalal Damas by Dalal Damas, so no matter even the most shvachrist mechitzas you have, like only to protect inside is also called a good mechitza, would be called Rishus HaYachid. Now again, we're talking about here where the inside area is more than a base of Sayim. It's more than 70 Yamas by 70 Yamas. So amid the Rabbanan, such an area has a Din Karamelis. You're not allowed to carry it inside. Only if you live inside, and you made mechitzas around, the mechitzas are called almanat, that you're living inside, then the mechitzas help, even if the area is more than 70 yamas. So we're saying, if these mechitzas you put up were only for the purpose of watching the peiros, but not really to let you live inside it, the mechitza can't help if the inside area is more than a base of sayim. So Melo, that's the kasha again, that Rava was right, that he threw down the mechitzas Rav Huna made. Because here Rav Huna made these kanim, which were just mechitzas to protect you for one day. It was just to protect the food overnight. So such mechitzas were not called really lodur to live inside it. It can't be matter if you have an area more than a base of sayim. Now let's see Rashi now. This last mice was Rashi Arasaisa, a few lines above in the picture, 10 lines above the picture. Arasaisa, Shchunai Shchunai Slavat. He made an Erev Chatzeres for each Mavi by itself. It's more than just one Mavi. It's like one section. A few Mavoyas, he made the Erev by themselves. He did not make an eruv chatzeres for the whole city all around it. Even though there wasn't a rishus rabbin inside it, so there wouldn't be any shayla of the rabbin who come and break the mechitzis. So you're allowed to make an eruv around the city. If you have a city that's no rishus rabbin inside it, you can make an eruv around the whole city. That it says an ear that belongs to Yochid doesn't mean one person there. Havad, the city of few people live. Just mean there's less than 600,000 people living in the city. So he did not make an Erev around the whole city. The question is why not? And you have pictures here, 135. Like he didn't make an Erev for the whole city. Now each shchuna, each neighborhood, he made an Erev by themselves. Why? Mishum Peira de Veturi. Trashi Shaycha Amuka is a big pit. Between one section and another section, there was this big ditch there that they stored their peiros there. For Shamayamanichem Garinim Tamarim, there they would put the pits of the dates, Lechel Ashvarim, that the oxen should eat them. Vayir Ein Laha Choyma. And the city did not have its own real Choyma. O Mavoye Shel Ashchunais Mufloshis. Now each movi was really mafulish, was an open movi. It opened up to the right side and the left side, like in this picture. All the way to the right side it's open up, and all the way to the left side it's open up, the mavois. V'yosu mechitzois l'roshi ha-mavois. Now on the right side of this picture, and the left side of the picture, they put up mechitzois. L'chol tzad shechutz l'ir. Outside the city altogether, at the opening of the movi, they put up a mechitza the atakam. But what was the purpose of that mechitza? L'ishtamer ha-garinim. They that the pit inside that has the fruits, or has the pits of the dates should be watched. That's why they put the mechitza on the right side of the picture and the left side of the picture. Not today that people should live inside the mogli. They put up this mechitza just to watch the peiros inside the pit. Therefore, this mechitza did not help us litzaref es hamavoyis, to make all these mevoyis v'la'es tzosir achas, to make it like one big city, and to say you have mechitzas all around the city, and let's make just one area for those city. Even though these mechitzas were good mechitzas, they're going to stay a long time. Still, he didn't let these mechitzas help to make those city into one city. Why not? The Torah says, because these mechitzas were not made al-manas to live inside them. They're only made to watch the Paris inside. So since the city was more than a base of Sayim, such mechitzas can't be matyu to carry in more than a base of Sayim. Trashi peira sheichu kumay peira de kavri. Then you have a second time. Vahach mechitza. Now the Rashi. Now what's sushtal to our Gemara? Vahach mechitza the Rav Huna. Rav Huna's mechitza before that, in the case where he had a zikarfif, he wanted them to carry, to be able to bring the food underneath the tree. So he made up a little house made of kanim. Is kasui lanachas domi. Those kanim, those mechitzas he made from the kanim, also weren't real good mechitzas. Shena nasas ladira tomid, lotus lovei bo. It wasn't made that room you made in the karfev to really live there. It was just made to watch the stuff over for one Shabbos. Or even if you want to sleep there one night, is to watch you for one night. But it wasn't made al-manas to live there. Therefore, such mechitzas that are not made al-manas, you want to live the kfiyas inside the mechitzas, can't help you if the area is more than a base of Sayim. So these are all rayas that Rava was right for throwing down the kanim that Rav Huna made, and Rav Huna was wrong. So the Gemara, Kori Alaya Resh Galusa. So the original Maisa was that Resh Galusa was the one that had this nice tree in his big park there, and he asked Rav Huna to make him a heter. So Rav Huna made the heter, and Rava knocked down the heter, so it came out that Resh Galusa had no heter. Resh Galusa was also to carry his food to under the tree. So Resh Galusa said, he said on the Chachomim, Chachomim Heimel Hora, to do bad, the big Chachomim. Olehetiv lo yoda, but to do good, they don't know how to do good. No, they said the Chachomim just not a asa, they don't know how to be matter. I asked you to give me a heter, and you didn't give me the heter. Rav Huna did something, and all the Chachomim threw it down, and they didn't make a heter. Trashi l'hora, le'eser, you don't know how to ask for something and not to make it muter. Alright, this is Rashi's first pshat. We're only going to leave this. Rashi now has another pshat that brings down from the Tshuvas HaGreinim, another pshat b'chlal in the whole sugi you had to learn here. We'll leave it right now. Right. Omer Rebbe Loi, Shomati Rebbe Lozov Yafilu Beis Kur. It's now a Mishnah we had that Rebbe Loi said over three halachis that he heard over from Rebbe Eliezer. And all three are not malocha. Like the Gemara alone says, he went to find out if anybody has maskimed him, and he couldn't find any raya to him. In other words, he's saying over three shavera halachis that we don't paskin like him. But the first halach he said over was, b'yafilu beis kur. He holds, even if you have a karfif, there's area, like a park, that's more than a beis asayim, and nobody lives inside, still the mechitzas are good. You're still allowed to be metaltal inside it, even if it's a beis kur. A beis kur is much more than a beis asayim. As he didn't hold from this isser of if you have mechitzas that are wider than 70 yamas by 70 yamas and nobody live inside it, that the rabbanim gave that din a din kamlis. He doesn't hold from it. He said, no, afilu it's a beis kur wide, still it's good. So the Gemara Masnis in our Mishnah is the like Chananya. It's not like Chananya learned pshat and Rebbe Loza. The Tanya, Chananya Oimer, v'yafilu hi arboim so. He went to say, when Rebbe Lezer said that no matter how wide the mechitzas are, he didn't just say a nusach of a beis kur. He said even though it's 40 so wide, much wider than what it says in our Mishnah. And he says, why? Kastat yishemelech. Even if it's wide as a big backyard or a big open area garden that the melochim have, still you're allowed to carry there. Rashi says, kastat yishemelech. Erechova shachurei palton, the backyard that a king has in back of his palace, v'sham hoye metailin tomid. They used to take a walk there, tomid. Alma ika dirabochi. Kids is bringing a rye, even though you have a very, very big park, that's mamish 40 so wide, like a king has his gardens, it's still called a beis dira. So even though it's so wide, more than a beis asayim, it's still considered a livable place. And you let him a tautl inside there. Even though the mice and nobody's living inside there, still it's good. But lalacha, we don't hold like him. Yeah. So the Mara Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Ushnaya Mikrecha Doshu. Hey, both our Mishnah that says when you want to say a shir, how big it is, our Mishnah says even if it's a base kur. And Hananya said, no, even Aboyim saw much bigger. And both of them dashed in one pasuk that they said they're shirim. Shenema, the pasuk says in Melachim, Vayhi Yishayahu layotza el chotzer hatichayna. That Yishayahu did not even go out to the chotzer hatichayna, means the outside chotzer. Yeah. Now, ksiv ho'ir. In the Melachim, in the Novi, it says the word ho'ir. The Karinin chotzer. We call the Kriya, the way we read it, we read the word chotzer. Even though really it says the word ear. So what does it mean? Mikal yasat yishamelech. The pshat is really we're talking about the back gardens that a king had. It was the back chotzer of the melech. Now the reason why the ksiv is the ear, it's written the ear, because the pshat is the back of a king's palace. Those gardens are as big as a medium-sized ear. So there's no stirum. That's how big the king has his gardens. His gardens is like a medium-sized city. So it says Yishayahu did not even go outside to the backyard, to the back garden. So Rashi Yishneyim, Rebbe Loi v'Chananya. Our Mishnah Rebbe Loi that says only the shear of a base kur. And Chananya that says the biggest shear of 40 som, they dash in this posik. It says Atichonim, Achrei Palton, in back of the palace, Shochiskiyo. And back of Chiskiyo's palace, that's where Yishayahu went. Di chotash of Neibatim, Hevi Achitzoinah, Hevi Korilo. If it meant the house in front of the houses, it should have said Achitzoinah. The Afagav the Gdoilahi Kir, even though we're talking about the back gardens were mamish as big as a city, Karila Chotzer, still is called the Chotzer. Vlehukafladira, even though it's not Hukafladira, the king did not live there, he just used to take his walks there, still it's called a Chotzer, that is, so that's their Raya. It's called the Chotzer, that's called like you're living there, and you're allowed to be Matalta there on Shabbos also. So this is the Pshat from this Pasuk. Now for the Marba Maikim Miflugi, what's the Machlekis? Rabbi Loi and Chananya, Ma Sover Ayoros Beinanis Heve Beis Kur. And now Mishnah Chananya, Rabbi Loi holds that what's a medium-sized city? How big is a medium-sized city? That's the shear of a Beis Kur. That's how big a medium-sized city is. So that's what this pasuk meant. That Yishayahu did not even go out to Chizkiyahu's back gardens. That was the size of a Beis Kur. Omar saw the Chananya in the Braisa holds Memsor heaven, that a medium-sized city is the size of Memsor. So according to, if you bring in a Raya from this Pasuk, what is still considered the Rishus HaYochid, that you're allowed to be Metalto, even the size of a medium-sized city. Because that was the Chotzer of Chizkiyo, and Chananya holds, that size was 40 so. So that's they're both bringing a Raya from this Pasuk. But Halacha, we don't hold like this. We hold like the Chom and our Mishnah Vada, that the Shear is a base of Sayim. Once your Mechitzas are wider than 70 Yamas by 70 Yamas, if people don't live inside, like a park, you're not allowed to carry there on Shabbos, it's called a Carmelis. Now for the Marstam Makashim. Yishayahu, my boy Hosam. What was Yishayahu doing by Chizkiyo HaMelech? We're talking about now Chizkiyo HaMelech's gardens he had in the back of his house. So the Pasuk is saying Yishayahu was there. What was he doing there? Omer Rabba Bar Chonam, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Melamed Shechol Chizkiyo. Chizkiyo was got sick, and that was the mindset that Yishayahu told him he's going to die. For Olach Yishayahu, for Heishiv Yeshiva Pischay. Yishayahu went and made yeshiva, means he meant Talmidim to learn Torah by the Pesach of Chizkiyo's door. And what did he do it for? Mikan leTalmud Chochem Shechol. If you have a Talmud Chochem that's sick. And to Shalom, maybe the Malach HaMavos will come in to kill him. Shemashiva and Yeshiva Pischoi. There's an Eitzel, let Yeshiva, means let Talmidim come and sit and learn Torah there. That the fact that learning Torah will stop the Malach HaMavos from coming inside the door. So that was Yeshayahu's Eitzel. He made a Yeshiva there. He meant Talmidim came to sit and learn Torah there, Kiseidah. Today the Malach HaMavos should not be able to come in to kill Chizkiyo HaMelech. Of Zot Gemara Vlad Milsi. Really, it's not a good idea. You can't learn from this Gemara, from the fact Yishayahu did this to Chizkiyo, that it's a good idea for everybody to do it. Val Dilma Ose Ligure Ve Sotin. If you're going to do this Eitza, Fakert, maybe you're going to cause this Sotin to come in Badafka to kill him. Nor is a Sotin sees you playing games with me. You know there's a sick person here. A sick person, it could be, maybe he will die. Maybe he won't die. Maybe the Malach HaMavos won't come to him. But if the Malach HaMavos sees that you're playing tricks with him, and you're Badafka making yeshiva there, people to learn there, like to try and throw me away, poof, Fakert, the Malach HaMavos will come in, Badafka come inside and try and kill the Chola. So, for this Gemara, it's not a good Eitza to do it. So the Mashar asked, but it's not a good answer to do it. How come Yishayo did it then? The Chur Yishayo shouldn't have done it for Chizkiyo either. So the Mashar says the Pshat was here because Yishayo was a Navi. He already said the Nevuah that Chizkiyo was going to die. So it was like Kamara Dova Boru that he was going to die. So Melev, if you know the Malach Mavis is going to come, you're allowed to try any Yitz you want. Then Avada, he was allowed to try this Eitzah, to let there be yeshiva of Tamidim, to learn there, maybe that will stop the Malach Mavis. But a normal person that we don't know, there was no Nevuah that is going to die, we don't know Vada if he will or not, there's a chance maybe not. So then there's the Eitzah, Gemara says the Eitzah is not to Chepezich, don't start up with the Sotan, don't start up with the Malach Mavis. It's better not to make a yeshiva there. See Rashi. Rashi, my boy Hossam. Hey, what was Yishayo doing by Chizkiyo? Rashi, Rechava Shachurei Pautin, Shein Lo Derech Yitzia. That wasn't the place to come in and go out. That was in the backyard, like the back gardens. What was Yishayo doing in the back garden of Chizkiyo HaMelech? The Teretz was, he was there, Lohishiv Yeshiva, Shel Tamidim Lasik Bater Rapiskei. He wanted to make Yeshiva, Tamidim shouldn't learn there. Shlo Yehei Rishus, Lamalach HaMovah Tekonishom. That the Malach HaMovah should not be able to come into Chizkiyo HaMelech's house and kill him. And the Moras Teretz says, no, don't do it. Sotin Malach HaMovis. Dechi Chozi, Deminsi Behad Yadodi Migrabu. If he sees that you're starting up with him, Pofakeh to come and start back with you. So the Maisa, you shouldn't do this, Eitzo, but just by Chizkiyo, this was Mutter. So that was the Maisa, So Mela, now Mishnah, Rabbi Loi, and Rabbi Chananya both bring a Rai from this Posik that a Chotzer could be called as big as the size of a medium-sized city. What's a medium-sized city? Our Mishnah Rebbe Loi says it means the base kur, and Chananya says it means the shear of Aboyim So. But Aloch is not like Rebbe Loza. Aloch is more than a base asayim, has a din karmelis midrabonim. If the mechitzes were not, hukof ladim. Then, the second Aloch Rebbe Loi said over the Mishnah was, V'chein shamati himenu. I heard over also from Rebbe Leza another Chiddush, that an shei chotzer, she shochach echod, V'loi irvu is beisay osu. Heard over Aloha, you have a chotzer. A chotzer means a backyard, that a few houses open up into the backyard. To be, you have an apartment house, and a few people share the backyard. So Aloha reads on Shabbos, you have to make an Arubi Chatzeris. In order to carry out from your apartment into the chotzer, you have to make an Arubi Chatzeris. We'll see much. Carry from your house into the hall. It's into the chotzer you can't carry. But the pshat is, your house is considered a reshus ha-yachid, miyuchid to you, that you're living there. The chotzer is called a reshus, that a few people can use it. So midrabbonin, it looks like you're carrying from reshus ha-yachid to reshus ha-rabin. Therefore, midrabbonin, you can't carry from your house into your hall, or even into your neighbor's house. Because since his house belongs to him, and your house belongs to you, it looks like two different reshuyas. So it's also a gzeirah. Maybe you'll come to carry out from Rishus Yochot to Rishus Rabim, since they are two different Rishuyas. The Yetzer is always to make an Aruba Chatzeris. An Aruba Chatzeris, Taichet Erev, means you mix up the diras together. That all the, let's say there are five people. So all four of them bring a pas. I will soon see the next besechta, the next parrot, what you have to bring. But they bring a pas and put it into one guy's house. So it's considered like everybody is living in one guy's house. So like these other four people don't live here no more. Everybody's living in one house. So there's only one person in your house, Trita, you can carry from your house into your chutz or into your alleyway, because it all only belongs to you. It's only us when you want to carry to somebody else's rishus. So the Ruvi Chatzeris makes it that everybody's living in one apartment, like there's only one person living here. So one person is mutter. So here was an eight, so let's say you had three people, and two people made it the Ruvi Chatzeris. The third person forgot to make the Ruvi Chatzeris. So before Shabbos, he was a mishtatef with them. So the Maisa, since this third person has a right to use the chotzer, so he asks now, since he could use the chotzer, and these other two people blab like one person now, they could also use this chotzer. So again, you're not allowed to carry on this Shabbos from your house into the chotzer. You can't carry on Shabbos, because you're carrying from your rishus into somebody else's rishus. That's the way it should remain awesome. But there's an eitzah. This person that forgot to make the Erev, there's a loch of an bitul rishus. If you forgot to make the Ruvi Chatzeris before Shabbos, on Shabbos, you could be mevatel your Rishus. That means you'll make like your Rishus is Hefka. Like, I'm not going to use it now, as if it doesn't belong to me. So I'm giving up my Rishus belonging to you. So like, I'm not, like there's a Chatzer, there's a backyard, and we say now two other people use the backyard, but the other two people made an Ruvi Chatzeris. They're like one person. Just I have my house here, opens up into this chotzer. So I was mevatel my rishus now saying I'm not going to use this chotzer. It's as if I'm not using this chotzer. I was mevatel the chotzer. So here, Rabbi Lezen in the Mishnah said, halacha is that the person himself, Reuven himself that owned this house, and now on Shabbos he's mevatel his rishus, he can't carry from his house into the chotzer. He's still osur. But the other two people, they are allowed to carry not only from their house into the chotzer, but they could even come into my house and carry from my house into the chotzer. And since I was mevato my rishus to them, it's considered like I'm not here. So if I'm not here, who's here? Only those two people, and they did make an eruv b'chatzeris. So they're like one person. So it's like one person is here. So they can carry from their house into the chotzer, into my house, back out again. Just me, myself, the person that lived in this house, he himself can't carry from his house into the chotzer. Because if he does it, then we're afraid it looks like you're machzik, like you're taking back your rishus, as if you really want to live there. You're not being mevatel your rishus, you really want to use it. If you really want to use it, then again, it becomes us of everybody to use the chotzer. So that's the halacha Rebbe Lezer said, that he himself can't use the house, but the other two people, he was mevatel his rishus to them, they are allowed to use the house. That's what it said in the Mishnah. Again, the chen shemati menu anchi chotzer shachach echob la'irbu beisay oser. So Rav Leza said, his house is also for him, but the other people are allowed to use it. For at the Gemara Kash of Yotanan, we learned in the Mishnah later, beisay oser lohoitzio lahachnis loy v'lohed. We learned later, no, that his house, nobody's allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer. Not only can't he do it, but the other two people also can't carry from they can't carry from my house into the chotzer. So later it says nobody's allowed to carry from my house into the chotzer. So Alkan Reb Lezer says no, that only I can carry from my house into the chotzer. But the other two people are allowed to carry from my house into the chotzer. Chutz Estira. Now the Gemara Poshid, Amar Rav Huna, Brad Rav Yeshua, Amar Rav Sheshes Lakashia.